We were abandoned when we came home, and we've been abandoned again. We're getting old, we're freaking dying, and you don't hear a word about us. Everything is for the younger guys and in girls, and it's not that they don't deserve it, but we are being forgotten about. You know, there's 58,000 and change names on the wall, but there's more of us today that are dying from exposure to Agent Orange than ever died in combat. I have four diseases that are presumptively Agent Orange related, and I know that shit was sprayed on me. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund every day posts on his site and Facebook one casualty of war, whether it's somebody whose name is on the wall or whether it's somebody who served that just recently died. And the idea is that each day by honoring one, we honor all. But I really stopped looking at the ones who died in combat. I started looking at the others. And we're all dying of these freaking cancers. So I advocate for senior citizen vets. I think we're getting screwed a second time. A lot of the new programs that come out for veterans are not for us. There's employment programs, but they're for the younger veterans. They're specifically not for us. You know, there's education programs. I mean, we've all been out way too long to qualify for these. There's programs for all kinds of things. The Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program, Supportive Services for Veterans Families Program, Services for Women Vets. But there's none that recognize that vets of a certain age, namely my age, are victims of this frickin' economy, that we've lost our jobs, our education is not up to standards, and we're sick. So where's the programs for us? There's not a realization that we may need some of these. So I'm out of work because of sickness. But I find that when I do look to get back to work, that some of my skills aren't what they should be. Some of this computer stuff, as good as I am with it, some of it has passed me by. So why can't I go back to school and use some veterans' benefits? When the Vietnam Veterans of America was formed, it was no coincidence that their founding motto was never again will one generation. Never again will one generation of veterans abandon another. And we knew what we meant by that. We are not abandoning this new generation. We are there for them.